Some parents are putting final touches on Halloween costumes today, while others are facing a desperate trip to the store. Commentator Susan Bai says this year, a child's selection of a Halloween costume has a deeper meaning.
At the costume store, alongside superheroes and Power Rangers, we found costumes for firemen, policemen, and soldiers. Last year, these costumes might have been passed over. This year, they were in high demand. In fact, we had to visit three stores before finding my son's Army Ranger costume. Maybe next year stores will offer costumes for postal workers, Senate staffers, or healthcare professionals. When we returned home, I watched my 6-year-old try on his soldier costume with trepidation. This month, many mothers sent their sons and daughters in the real outfit to fight for all of us half a world away. Our leaders have cautioned us that the war on terrorism will last more than one generation. As his mother, I hope that we will prevail before it becomes necessary for my 6-year-old to join the fight. My son's costume selection reminded me of how much has changed in the last 2 months. But not all of those changes have been bad. Was it really less than 2 months ago that our country idolized professional athletes and pop music stars? And when was the last time a teenager wore the mask of a politician out of respect rather than ridicule? If there is a slight silver lining in the events since September 11th, it is that words like hero, bravery, courage, and patriotic duty have new meaning. The faces of our heroes are now those of Americans that serve the public every day. When I was a girl in the early 60s, we were teachers, nurses, firemen, and policemen on Halloween. Our costumes reflected our future aspirations. Perhaps our children's selections this year represent a turning point for their futures as well, away from professional wrestlers and Barbie dolls to careers that serve the public. This Halloween, we're all praying for an end to these turbulent times. But I can't help hoping that we retain this shift in our values.
The comments of Susan Bai, a lawyer, lives in Washington.